how do we make money?
Okay.
Doing the same things that we're doing.
So,
is it possible?
How do they? How do we do that thing that rich people do, where they turn money into more money?
How do they do that? Exactly. I'm with you on this, Gilly.
Okay. I'm glad you said rich people are not clever people, because that's one of my pet gripes. And I think there's a lot of thing in the community that all the people that are struggling, and a lot of people are struggling, It's got nothing to do with intelligence. It's got nothing to do with that. In fact, most of the richest people in our community aren't the smartest.
You did not just say that on Friday.
No, they aren't, but they're on every single committee. They're on every single committee you can think of
because
for their intelligence.
Think they've made money.
Right. Yeah, they make money, so they must be intelligent. Okay, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. And there's not against any particular people, because there are very intelligent people also on these committees. So,
it's other people.
It's for you to decide which are which. Anyway. So the point is that there are, and there's no golden rule to this, but there are a lot of extra ways that can help you try and make a bit of extra money. No promises, no anything else. But as Kathy was mentioning offline a couple of years ago, and I think the reason she's bringing it up, a couple of years ago, I built a platform that helped you find the best ways online to make extra money. So there are a lot of examples, and some are better than others. So a lot of it would be the freelancing platform. So a lot of people have got their day jobs, but have got specific skills and want to do stuff in their spare time. So a lot of people have heard about...
Without having to take on a second job.
Without having to take on a second job.
Because that can sometimes run into conflict with what we're doing now and...
Exactly. So they're the freelancing platforms. There are a lot of these freelancing platforms that are out there. The most famous ones are like Upwork and Freelancer.com. There's now a South African one that's getting a bit more popular called Nomad Now, specifically for South Africans. And
what is it? What does that do?
It's very much
Gillian
the same.
How can Gillian and I use that? Yeah. She works nights, I work days.
Works nights. Is that
she does. Right? You don't do day comedy.
No, I do.
Gigs.
I do some.
Oh, do you?
I do have day work, but not. It's not comedy.
Yeah.
TV.
Oh, okay, good.
You see.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so if so, for example, a comedy script writer and someone's there, so you see that and you put yourself down, you see, I want to do writing for someone. And then someone will submit, can someone write a humorous script for me or I want my wedding speech to be written for me.
Yeah, I've had that. I've written a wedding speech for a person I didn't know.
Is it?
Yeah. A best man speech.
Was it funny?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, not obviously.
Yeah, somebody who I know reached out to me to write a best man speech, but I didn't know the best man, and I also didn't really know this person at the time. You may have heard some of my work at weddings.
Listen, we've heard a lot of your work coming out of the mouths of other comedians. However, we're just going to leave that.
No, that's okay. Is that okay? It's all open. It's all good.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
So can I mention that, you started off writing for Nick Rabinovitz?
Yeah, I still do. So yeah, comedians have writers, guys. It happens.
So the thing is, he is hilarious. I have only good things to say about him, but the problem, his challenge is that every single Jewish organization uses him for their events. So you'll do one night, then this, and he has to try get.
But it's not really a challenge.
Yeah, he does
it's not
material.
Really a challenge. Yeah. It's actually
get
great.
The new material.
Yeah, and you're not always. Some of it is. Some of it's designed for a specific event.
Yeah.
So we'll write material for a specific event. And also, Nick is very productive. He writes a one-man show every year. So every year, he's got a new hour. That's a lot.
No, he's my...
And let's just say on that note, it is Nick Rabinovitz's birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, Nick Rabinovitz.
No, he is. And I've never heard you. So
exactly.
He's my favorite comedian. His jokes. Yeah.
You've heard Nick, you've heard Gilly.
Okay. I want to YouTube your stuff. So you might be mine.
Showmax.
I'll check your stuff.
All right. So
anyway, there's no problem. So the thing is that, so what's quite amazing is that through that you can, it is a little bit hit and miss on these platforms, but a good story that I had was that I actually had a woman who was helping me for work and to actually put this together about all the different ways you can make extra, earn extra money. And unfortunately she learned too well about how to make extra money and,
she left.
Worked out she could earn 10 times more than what I was paying her, and she did. And she left.
Excellent. But isn't that what we all want?
Great.
We all want to be her.
That's great. The one problem with some of the platforms though is that people that have been on it for years dominate them. So they've had like, you see someone who's got 1,000 ratings for 1,000 different jobs. It's very hard when you're starting. So that is the realistic expectation you have. It's hard to start new. But the thing is, these new platforms pop up all the time under new things. The best thing you can do is when you see a new one coming that isn't popular yet, get onto that platform, because as soon as you start being a popular person on a single platform, you can make a huge amount of money.
Okay, so what do you mean get onto a platform?
So
what
you,
would I do? What would I
advertise?
Would I advertise on that? So there's some, this is what my skills.
There's two different directions they work. So there's either you bid for jobs. So certain ones, like most of the freelancer platforms, you bid for jobs saying, I can do X, Y, and Z, but you look to see what people are wanting, and then you say, I will do it for you for R1,000, and another person will say, I'll do it for you for R1,500, and then they'll compare and they'll pick one person to do that job for them. That's a lot harder. Or you get things like, for example, the Fiverr.com, where now not everything is $5. Now they've got also the pro Fiverr individuals. You can charge like $500 if you want for a job. And then you say, this is what I will do for you. So you can say, I will, if you're a comedian, you can say, I will pull a prank on your friend on the phone for whatever
money. Plus, I'll write the best man's speech.
Or I'll write the best man's
speech. I will do that apology to your wife.
Exactly.
Plus, you're full of good ideas.
I know. This is a business.
I know. We should go to business together.
We should.
Yeah, fine.
And you can do, but there's a lot of other things. Or if you've got a skill, it's not only just doing a job for someone. It is, for example, the platforms, the learning platforms. So you can create, and it's probably a good time when things are a bit quiet over the December holiday. Use that time to create a online course on whatever your skill may be. You can go into stuff like Udemy and these type of platforms, or the Courseras and the like, and you can submit a course there where you've got millions of people coming to these online platforms to look to how to learn, especially if you've got a unique skill that isn't there. So the top people on that platform, the guy that, I can't remember
Gilly
his
Atcher,
name.
Made, you would absolutely coin it.
Ryan's done.
If you had to do a course, right, that you listed of joke writing or comedy writing or writing skills or whatever it is, that is your field of expertise. And if you could do a whole course on that, like a 13-week course, people would pay you for that.
Sure.
And that's passive income, because once you've written it, it gets loaded up. It doesn't actually entail you.
So
going
there are sites where you can like post up courses that you design and you do.
Yes. Exactly. Right. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So Udemy is my favorite one, Udemy. And then there are so many up now, Udemy, Udacity. There's so many different sites that you can go and do that with. Another decent way to.
My mother could do a falafel making course.
Exactly. Cause if, you know? Can I mention?
Yeah, please.
If anyone doesn't know, Anat Falafel is Gilly's mom.
So she could do falafel things.
You see, that was.
So you see on the side of that highway drive that big spinning shawarma
got stolen this week.
I know.
Yes.
Really?
Why was that not news headlines?
I mean, isn't that incredible? It should be on news headlines.
It should
absolutely
be massive.
How'd you get away with that?
I don't know, but the real question here that you want to ask is not how, but why. Yeah. Why would you want that thing? Right? That's the real question that all of us are asking. But what the great thing is that you have to know is that it was a heist in the middle of a public holiday. And so they got taken out, and then at the Anat's head office, there's always somebody working, right? Because the bakery operates 24/7. So a good Samaritan saw it was being stolen, called head office. They sent out like two people to go towards it and see what was happening. There's another shop being built in Athol. They sent another two guys went from there, and they caught the guys red-handed with the big shawarma in the back of the baki. And they stopped him, and then the police came and arrested them. Now I just want to know why.
What did they say?
We don't know. We don't have an answer. I have to come back here and update you on the story.
You have to. Next week.
Please. I'm going to come back.
You come back.
And if anybody knows, if there's a reason that anybody knows why anyone would want a massive rotating shawarma, please tell us.
That you can't eat.
That you can't eat. That you can't eat. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool. Listen. So we've got falafel courses, comedy courses, go.
There we go. You see, like, there's all these resources. I mean, if you drive from, and I'm going to give this as an example as well. If you drive from Sandton to, I don't know, or from Randburg to Sandton every day, or from Randburg to Victory Park every day, sign up and be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
You can earn money while you're doing that.
Definitely. Definitely. Unfortunately, in South Africa, a lot of the cooler ones, because of lack of trust that I think we have for each other, haven't quite come yet. Like, for example, overseas, you can rent out your garage to someone a storage space, which makes perfect sense. Yeah. It's so much cheaper than a storage garage. And they even got in America, they got, it's called Airbnb instead of Airbnb, but you can rent out your toilet for someone who really needs it along the way. But yeah, no one will let themselves into their...
No.
That's where she draws the line. Yeah. That is where Kathy Kayla draws the line, my friends.
But there are, so it's getting more serious and practical advice. There's something also called clarity.fm. So what you can do is you get paid per minute to have a conversation with someone. On a lot of different business growth advice. So if you want to talk about marketing, if you want to talk about HR practice, if you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, someone can find you on that platform, or you can send your link to people and say, okay, if you want to speak to me, book through this platform, and then it tracks for a unique code, says you talk per minute. So something like pretty awesome, guys. You can also find if you want to actually learn from people on that, like the,
Dean, can't you put this?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, can't you put this in a document or something that we can upload and, yeah, you know, that our listeners can have a resource or something. Do it under your own company's banner.
Where you write up this thing.
Yeah, that's it constantly grows and evolves and changes. Definitely. And helps millions of people.
I honestly think we need to start also it's for our community, one like just very insular our community, because we need our help. There too many people need help. And just then we can start helping each other.
Exactly.
I know it's everyone will say, yeah, whatever, but I think we need to start helping each other. We can have a purely Glenn Hazel freelancing XYZ.
You know what I tell people? If people say that like Judaism is exclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I tell them? So it's not, trust me, it's very fair. We exclude everyone equally.
No, that's not. But imagine if the world was all about the you and less about the me.
Of course.
What a world we could live in. Anyhow, Dean Furman, thanks. You very, very much. I'm going to get on your case until you do this.
Okay, I will, I must.
He's got his face up against the microphone in despair, in actuarial despair.
Yes, no, idea.
I'll get on it.
All right, we still got to take our Israel report with Rolene Marks.